Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
I don't know if you've seen this little fella. He's been interviewed for a news station in America. He's gone to a fair and they've asked a little fella some questions, and he has got some of the cutest responses you'll ever hear. Have a listen to this. They asked him how his day is going.
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy,
yeah. That's
all you do is get dizzy.
Excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the one, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
He's so cute, and he wasn't shy in, like, letting the reporter know what was exactly going on.
Yeah.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
I love how he's like, apparently I've never been on live television before. I've just checked in with my PR team and they've told me, no, I haven't.
Yeah, so it was at the Wayne County Fair in Pennsylvania, and his name was Noah Ritter. He's taken the internet by storm. So we got talking about, like, whether or not you've been on TV, and we have found an absolute gold clip here from 60 Minutes back in 2008. The one and only Carly Borch was on the 60 Minutes. Now, the story was a very serious one about girls trying to match it with blokes, like big boozy nights out.
It was about yobbets, essentially. And now, anyone that knows me knows that since growing up, I've been a massive 60 Minutes fan. Every Sunday, without fail, I've even not gone to barbecues and things like that, so I don't miss 60 Minutes. I'm mad for the show. Growing up, it's like, you know. Anyway, so when Tara Brown rocked up at my university and asked if anyone wanted to share their opinion, I didn't even know what the subject was. I just put my hand up. This was like meeting a rock star for me. I was so excited. It was my time to shine.
Just have a listen to a response to this question.
What message do you think that's sending out?
I think independence is great for women, but you don't have to outdo the blokes.
And do you love how I was trying to sound all emotional for the camera, for the story, like trying It was terrible.
Oh, God, that's gold.
That was my big time to shine.
Carly and Dane.
Big day for you yesterday, Carly.
I had to go kettle shopping. Now, I told you yesterday, I said, look, I'm off to buy a kettle, because you said, what are you doing for the rest of the day? I said, yep. I'm off to buy a kettle. And you said, we should talk about that tomorrow on the show. And I said, people are not going to want to hear about me buying a kettle. And you said, without fail, there will be some talking point.
There'll be an issue, because what people don't recognise or realise is, after the show yesterday, we spoke to one of our sales managers here for about 20 minutes, and because Carly, when you go shopping, you just don't go shopping. You
go researching.
You research and then you shop. There's nothing wrong with researching.
I like to spend my money well.
But the amount of effort you put in researching this kettle, a normal person wouldn't put that amount of research into buying a car or a house.
Well, this is the thing, all right? A kettle is a lifeline to me. As someone that sleeps with a hot water bottle every single night.
Yeah.
I was lost. I have about 5 cups of tea a day.
Right. So how many shops did you visit yesterday to buy this kettle?
3.
Well, that's not too bad.
It's not bad, is it?
That's all right. 3 shops.
Mm.
How'd it go?
It went okay. Now, Russell, I tried to do my research beforehand to get an idea of what was on the market, what was out there, because Russ had a RDO yesterday, so yep. He was coming along with me, and he hates shopping with me, so I thought I've got to get to the point with this get in and out. So I'd done my research. I'd narrowed it down to a short list.
Okay.
But little did I know that there would be some spinners thrown in the works.
What do you mean?
All of a sudden, Russell had an input on the kettle, didn't he?
Of course. It's his house as
well.
Yeah,
but this is like my domain. Like, the kettle is my thing. Like, okay. I'm always boiling it, looking after it, maintaining it, wiping it
down. So why'd it be an issue if he had an opinion on what kettle you buy?
Well, no, it wasn't. But anyway, so we quickly stopped into one of the shops, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this kettle in there. Russell goes, you got to get it.
Okay.
This kettle, right?
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea, it had a blue LED light.
Oh, that's cool.
It was see-through.
Oh, yeah?
It's like cool. It was cool.
Yeah.
I admit
How
that.
Much was it?
$40.
Okay,
so the price
bang.
Was right,
yeah.
You know? But it was only the second store we'd shopped at.
So what's wrong with that?
And I had to get it out of the box to have a look. So I said to Russell, look, I think this has made the shortlist. This, you know, it ticks all the boxes.
So it just made the shortlist.
Made the shortlist because I hadn't looked at all the options.
Oh, Carly.
So anyway, I was like, look, and Russell was like, Carly, just get the kettle. Leave it alone. Get the kettle. And look, it held the right amount because I had 1.5 before I wanted 1.7. So that ticked the box there.
Those 200 mils, I'll tell you what.
It's a big difference. When you've got to get a hot water bottle and a cup of tea out of it, it really is. So anyway, I said to Russell, all right, I'll go with this one. But before we go, I want to see what the kettle looks like. So I've got to get it out of the box.
Uh-huh.
So I managed to get the kettle out of the box and I looked at it and thought, yeah, it looks all right, but I still want to have a look at another option.
How annoying.
But this is where it gets a bit tricky. So I go to put the kettle back in the box and for the life of me, it would not go back in the box. And I was like, this is so... Russell's like, you're going to have to go over and tell them and now you're going to have to get this kettle. I said, but I'm not comfortable with this kettle, not knowing all the other options. So anyway, I'm trying to get it back in the box. And so eventually I had to swallow my pride and go back over there. It was like a Rubik's Cube, I swear. So I go to the counter and the girl literally puts it straight back in the box.
Yeah,
I turn
made
around,
you look like an idiot.
Made me look like an idiot. I turn around and there's a kettle on display out of the box, literally right in front of me. And I was like, okay, now I've got to buy this damn kettle. But it didn't stop me from going to the other place.
So you bought the kettle, then you went to the other place to have a look.
No, I went to the other place and I come back to get that kettle.
Oh, Carly.
I know. It was
a
debacle.
Why do you have to do that?
Well, because this is the thing. And Russell said to me, he goes, Carly, you will spend $50 on an item of clothing you wear once, but what do you want from this kettle? It's the end result's all the same. And I was like, look, I see where you're coming from.
But
anyway, needless to say, we have one of the coolest kettles in the Riverina. Check this out. And Russell and I got a good 4 minutes of entertainment while at Bald yesterday. No joke, we sat there and we watched it. And then we realised we're standing there watching a kettle boil and then we got really sad.
Look what your life's come to.
Yeah.
Watching water boil. Carly and Dane. The countdown is on till Europe and Carly had some advice for me.
Try to have fun. Because I know it will be hard without me there. Because we've become so close, Dane, in these last 2 months.
So you're thinking, while I'm over there, you'll be at the forefront of my mind.
Oh, for sure. Like, there'll be little, like, antidotes or little funny things you'll see and you'll go, oh, Carly would have appreciated that. Or make sure you note everything down so you can tell me all at once when you get home. I'll give you one of my shirts to take over there with
you. Oh, you know what? I think I'll be okay. Thank you very much.
Unwashed, of course.
Ew. That's something. No, that's not very nice. I don't want that. We'll just have your musk on.
It's not musk, it's marshmallow. That is literally my perfume, marshmallow.
I'm sorry, there's no room. I can't fit in my bag.
All right, well, I'll spray your bag before you go.
Don't you dare. What if someone, like, what if I meet someone?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, who's that girl's scent?
I'm like a cat marking its territory, I know.
But you don't own me.
No, I don't, but...
And this will be hindering my efforts.
No, I know, but I'm like an overprotective big sister. So, like...
But big sisters don't go spraying their little brother's gear with their smell, so it scares off females.
It's more like a warning, like, you're going to get the third degree one day, so don't mess around with Dane.
But if I meet someone, I hope they never meet you. Carly and Dane.
Carly's fascinating facts today, they are on Pelicans. What does a pelican sound like, actually?
I'm not sure. I'm sure you can.
I'm sure
it.
That was an accurate.
Now I'm guessing sound. You're doing fascinating facts on pelicans because yesterday the seriously why is that? But seriously why was why you've never seen a baby pelican?
Yes,
and that's because they all breed at Lake Erie in Australia.
Lake Eyre, sorry.
Inland and then fly to the coast.
Yeah, which I thought was fascinating. So this has kind of sparked my pelican interest.
Right. Now I'm gonna preface this. Like you do all of my fascinating facts by saying, look, I'm not a bit, I don't mind pelicans, but I'm not fussed on facts about them.
You know what, though? You always see pelicans, right, going about their business. But they're kind of the species that's left alone. don't you reckon? Like, we don't really think about what they're doing, their behaviours that much. And I grew up in Port Macquarie with a huge pelican population.
How often do you think about what certain species of animals are doing, though?
Well, think about it. Everybody knows what monkeys are up to with their behaviour. That's studied back the front, like, you know.
How do you know? I'm sure there are people out there
that have
studied.
They're like typical monkeys fleeing their mates. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know more about other species than pelicans. I feel like, as a species, they're overlooked.
Well, you've probably just very much offended everyone who studied animals or pelicans in the past, because I'm sure that's happened.
I'm sure there's some pelican experts out there, and I'm actually looking into becoming one.
Oh, dear God.
Not like getting a paper or anything, but I just want to be able to just have you ask any question and me just bang. Because that's my dream, to be an expert on some field, some specialist field, and then to be able to answer any question.
All right, what facts do you have
for
us?
So, there are 8 species of pelicans in the world, and they inhabit every continent except Antarctica. Now, that's interesting to me because I thought they were just in Australia.
And that's why Fascinating Facts is great, because I do facts that are interesting for me and you do facts that are interesting for you. I'm not going to say anything, but let's move on.
Now, pelicans are the largest of all the birds. And you know their little throat pouchy thing?
Pretty sure there's emus and ostriches.
I swear I googled this. Okay, anyway, the pelicans are the largest of all the birds. Throat pouch.
But I don't think they are.
Well, let's just, for fact's sake, let's just take this on board.
Oh, for fact's sake.
Yeah, for fact's sake, let's just take this on board. Okay, now, you know their throat pouch thing?
Yes.
That can hold up to 3 gallons of water.
Yep, we learned that in Finding Nemo.
Now, also interesting about their little throat pouch thingy is when it's really hot on a summer's day, they fill it up with cold water and swing it to side to cool themselves down. I think that's really genius.
Yep. Well, much like dogs put their tongues out to cool down. Much like we just take clothes off to cool down.
And now, interesting, when they're courting.
What, isn't that 3 facts?
Yeah, I know, but there's just so much about pelicans that I want to share with people. So one last fact, and plus technically there's 2 facts because we're not sure about one of the facts. Pelicans, when they're courting a fellow pelican female, what they'll do is they'll throw sticks and little fish up in the air and change the colour of their pouch.
Oh, that's cool.
To attract them.
Yeah, we've all got to have our... Yeah, it's like I brush my hair to attract a female.
Doesn't work, though.
Great. Here's the closer.
Carly's Fascinating Facts. Some of them are questionable.